The Woodland Gospels by Jeremy Lloyd. I've got a question, said Toad. To save all this trouble of having to walk about everywhere and go through all these different things like starving and being tempted, why didn't God, if he was so powerful, why didn't God just appear to everyone, you know, as tall as the sky, to frighten them and tell them to be good? That's what I would have done. Up till now, said Owl, I thought you were following the story quite well, but I see you have missed the whole point. Oh, said Toad, wishing he hadn't spoken. I agree, said Rat. In that case, said Owl, perhaps you would like to explain what I mean. Oh, no, 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 said Rat. You're doing a good job. You carry on. The point is, said Owl, that for God to show everyone on earth that he was their father in heaven, he sent his son to appear on earth as an ordinary man, except that this ordinary man was filled with the Holy Spirit. Nevertheless, he ate and slept and felt cold and pain, just like you and I, and he had sandals, just like Timid Toads. I thought they were a bit big, said Rat. His purpose, said Owl, ignoring the interruption, was to show all the people that an ordinary man could be loved by God, and that if people lived in a way that pleased God, they would find lasting happiness. Apart from which, it's clear from the story that God didn't make things easy for Jesus. He was as poor as the poorest man. He had nowhere more special to sleep than the foxes in their holes, or the birds in their nests, and even the lilies of the fields wore better and brighter clothes than he did. But he wasn't unhappy because he was loved. Unlike Sid here, said Rat, who is not loved by anyone. I wish I was loved, said Sid, and for the first time ever a big tear ran down his cheek. I don't mean to be bad, really. I just make mistakes. The assembled company were quite speechless. Tibbit Toad was the first to speak. Have the rest of the chocolate biscuits, he said. I'm not good enough for them, said Sid, and burst into tears. Here's my hanky, said Rat. And Sid blew his nose so long and so noisily that Rat said he could keep it. There was an awkward pause. What about the bit where he walked on the water, said Timid Toad. I like that story. That was to convince his friends that he was who he said he was, said Owl. You see, they kept doubting him. But they'd seen all his miracles, said Captain Beaky, so how could they? Oh, they didn't doubt he could do miracles, said Owl. But once you've seen one, you've seen them all. When he walked on the water, it was also to test his followers. How? Said Rat. You will recall, said Owl, that he asked one of them, Simon, to walk on the water as well. So Simon stepped onto the water and walked towards Jesus. But halfway there, he suddenly realised what he was doing, and because he doubted for a moment that he could walk on the water, he found he couldn't, and sank. And Jesus reached out a hand and pulled Simon up and told him that if he had more faith and trust in him, he wouldn't have sunk. Which means that if you believe in God, anything is possible. But if you only half believe, only half is possible. Well, said Captain Beaky, if I kept doing miracles and people didn't listen to what I had to say, then I'd get pretty fed up with them. But would you give up? Said Owl. Captain Beaky thought for a moment. No, he said, I'd do something really big to convince them and then I'd give up. Well, that's what Jesus did, said Owl, except he never gave up. The people followed Jesus everywhere and they listened to him more than anybody else. And the government thought that if this went on, they wouldn't be able to control the people. And the priests were cross because the people weren't listening to them. I expect the government were worried about the next election, said Rat.
They didn't have elections 2,000 years ago, said Owl. The stronger people made the weaker ones work for them.
Why didn't they go on strike, said Bat. I would.
Because, said Owl, if they didn't do what they were told, they were put to death.
I can see that would end a strike pretty quick, said Rat.
Well, said Owl, while they were worrying about Jesus, he gathered more and more people around him, healing the sick and telling them how to lead a good life by caring less about earthly things and more about spiritual ones. Owl paused and licked his lips. I'm very thirsty, he said. Is there any lemonade?
Captain Beaky cautiously opened the lid of the picnic basket and peered inside. Very little, he said. And Timid Toad quickly popped his head over the edge of the basket.
Oh, look, said Toad. 2 bottles of lemonade, lots of biscuits, 2 pots of jam, 6 bags of crisps and a big bar of chocolate.
That's my emergency supply, said Captain Beaky firmly, closing the lid. And just in time, Timid Toad put his hand in, grabbed the chocolate and held it above his head to show how big it was. Before they could stop him, Hissing Sid snatched a chocolate bar in his mouth, wriggled out of the boat and disappeared into the darkness.
After him, shouted Rat, he's got our chocolate bar.
My chocolate bar, said Beaky.
It's very dark out there, said Toad.
Follow me, said Captain Beaky. We'll get him. And with reckless Rat, Bat and Toad close behind, he rushed out into the night. An owl, who got cramp in his left leg, stayed where he was and, opening a bottle of lemonade, had a long, satisfying drink. After a few minutes, he heard a loud yell. Then silence. Then a triumphant Captain Beaky, Toad and Bat appeared, followed by Reckless Rat. Got it back, said Rat, waving the bar of chocolate in the air. Sid got tangled in a bush, said Toad. So I jumped on his tail and he let it go.